Celebrating voices that deserve to be heard. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Ottawa folk artist Kathleen Edwards. Empty Threat is the song. It's the opening track to her album Voyagers. In the middle, it is music from Lucinda Williams from her album Sweet Old World. We heard the song Hot Blood. I am thrilled to say that later this month in January, just 3 days before she turns 73 years old, Lucinda Williams is releasing her 16th album. World's Gone Wrong is the name of the new album, and it features Mavis Staples. Those are two iconic voices that are going to be coming together. That should be very interesting. January 23rd is the release date, and I promise you, as soon as I can get my hands on that new album, it will be featured here on the program. Starting the set off, it is new music from Suzanne Vega. She is sharing the love of Lucinda Williams by writing a song called Lucinda. There is no mistaking who that song is about. That comes from Suzanne Vega's newest album, Flying with Angels, released just last year. Lots more music to get to in the next 30 minutes of the show. I've got music from Stella, music from Ani DeFranco, Deerhoof as well. But coming up next, a musician that was new to me just last year, Mae Simonis. She's originally from Ann Arbor. Mae Simonis is now a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter who blends sophisticated indie pop with jazz and bossa nova and angular rock. And after listening to her debut album, the debut album is called Anna Maru, I have to tell you that I was stunned to learn that it was her debut album. Just for the level of skill she showcases on the album in the instrumentation that she delivers. Mae Simonis, up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Down by the water, sad Iganio. She brought up the needle, put them in a bucket. Kino no yoru, yume o mita. Boku tachi no. We'll always have each other.
When I look back on 2025, if I had to select one artist, one album that was my album of the summer, it was music right there from Greek indie pop singer-songwriter Stella. This song is called Adagio. It's the title track from her latest album, Adagio. Such great summer vibes that I figured we could benefit from in January. In the middle, it was over 60 years ago that Brazilian vocalist Astrid Gilberto became a key figure in the bossa nova movement when in 1965 she released her solo debut album, the Astrid Gilberto album. On that album, we have a fabulous song that also seems to spark summer vibes, Agua de Bieber from Astrid Gilberto. And then kicking off the set, May Simonis. Her latest album, her debut album, Ana Maru, released just last year, has been featured a few times on the program. This time we heard the song Zaragani. And I have to say, if you are a fan of Astrid Gilberto or Stella, Hopalong or Mitski, Nouvelle Vague or Beth Orton, you're going to find something that you will cherish in the music that May Simonis makes. Okay, right now a singer-songwriter with an absolute point of view when making indie music. It is Mira here on Girly So Groovy.
Honey, I don't want to treat you bad, but I'm gonna leave you. Don't you think it's best that you know now, instead of waiting to see if I come around, so you won't be wasting it. Spend time with me now, I can love you deeply. Afternoons we'll spend them rolling round, so nice and easy. Make for me my dinner, make me proud. You know how to feed me, and you know I won't be wasting it. Its way through the dirt, it finds the rocks and grinds them soft, it makes them move. The forces old have made me built to withstand what you do. See this rolling stone without a home slipping out from under you. To love me, not be mad. drain my little pink heart of all its mess. Kick back for the afternoon in this fluorescent past. Everyone's in a hurry here in purgatory, except for me. Here at the arrival's gate.
An album and a band that seemed to get some heavy traction here on Girly So Groovy last year and continues into 2026 is long-standing San Francisco underground group Deerhoof, whose ever-changing sound is spearheaded by the band's experimental spirit. Well, it was just last year that the band returned with the release of their whopping 20th album. In these times of conflict, Deerhoof deliver a noisy reminder that we need empathy more than ever. The song we heard is called Immigrant Songs. That is the closing track to the new album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. In the middle, another artist whose point of view always encourages empathy for the listener. It is Anita Franco. The Arrival's Gate is the song that comes off of Anita Franco's album, To the Teeth. And then kicking that set off, it is indie singer-songwriter Mira from her 2014 album, Changing Light. We heard the song 24th Street. Lots more music to get into in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, but let's wrap up this first hour. It is indie electronic music from Gayonce from her album Masquerade. It is the title track featuring shared vocals with Ravine. Right now, Gayonce here on You Know It, Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.